There's another aspect to this day of 11 Nisan. As the Alter Reb states in his Shulchan Arach at the beginning of the Laws of Pesach, that during the first days of Nisan we recite the Nizim, one Nasi per day, and on 11 Nisan it is the Nasi of the tribe of Asher. Like everything in Torah, there's a lesson here for man's deeds, including serving his Maker. I was created to serve my Maker. To know what lesson to learn, because it can be in different ways, is that the Torah was given with its explanation. The explanation of this in Midrash Rabbah, on the verse in Parasha Naso, on the verse on the 11th day, the Nasi of the tribe of Asher. Then there's also my father's letter, where he writes about 11 Nisan in connection with the Nasi of the tribe of Asher. And as discussed earlier, since it coincides with the daily Rambam, and the concept of freedom, and the concept of Shabbos, which are all about pleasure, the Midrash also explains regarding Asher, that his name comes from the expression, and then all the nations will praise Vishru you, and also from the expression, because of my good fortune, Vishri, for women have declared me fortunate Ishruni, a representing good fortune and pleasure. And it also relates to the verse, and then all the nations will praise Vishru you, which also relates to the conclusion of Rambam, serving him altogether of one accord, and in such a way that, and then all the nations will praise Vishru you, and strangers will stand and pasture your sheep, as discussed earlier at length. And this is also the idea of Asher regarding practical halacha, as mentioned earlier regarding the various details as to how one must be occupied in all matters of Torah and its mitzvos in a manner of an occupation to earn a profit and to bring about the lights freely available like dust. Which raises the question, in the era of Mashiach, when the lights will be freely available like dust, what will one do with his faculty of pleasure? We know that the Holy One, blessed be He, did not create anything for naught, even in the world at large, all the more so concerning a Jew, all the more so when a Jew is in the state of that era, he will certainly have to utilize his faculty of pleasure. We can understand this by seeing the pleasant. This of Hashem, the pleasure of Hashem, which as mentioned earlier, is expressed by one who delights in Shabbos, and delighting in a state of freedom. Because the general concept of pleasure is the idea of an Asher, because of my good fortune Biyashri, for women have declared me fortunate Ishruni, meaning that one's service of Torah, study, and observing the mitzvos in general, and in the occupation of the entire world in that era, will be solely to know Hashem, will be by a delighting in Aviyah, like the Alter Reb's well-known Devekis, and I desired no one with you on earth, meaning that with you, anything that is merely with you and secondary to you, like he says of this Devekis, as published in Shorsh Mitzvah HaTefillah of the Tizamach Tizedek, which includes the levels of I desired no one with you, and before that, whom do I have in heaven, heavenly matters, both physical matters and spiritual matters, both the lower Gan Eden and the higher Gan Eden. And as the Rambam expresses it in halachic terms in chapter 10 of the Laws of Teshuvah, what was the nature of Abraham who loved me, and his service, which must also be the service of love for every Jew and all Jews, even during the exile, all the more so. In that era, it is doing it for its own sake, so it follows that one does it with the fullest degree of I desired. And I desired means pleasure. Like the well-known distinction between will and desire, that a will can exist even if he is forced until he says, I want, but he has no pleasure in it. To the contrary, he shouts that it's painful for him. It's the opposite of what he wants, just that he is forced to say, I want. Then there's the concept of I desired, and what is one's desire? I'll read now. It must be not for something that is with you. One must desire only you alone. And it could be said that this is also the hint in the connection to the 11th day. It says regarding the future redemption that in the future he will bring the Tzadikim back into Teshuvah. A Tzadik service is a daily offerings according to their order, 10, no more, and no less, and not 9, and not 11. Then there's a service in a manner of jumping and skipping over, which is even higher than the service of Tzadikim, to the point in that, in the place where Balei Teshuvah stand, Even the perfectly righteous are not able to stand, not just, they do not stand there, but they are not even able to stand there. And this is accomplished specifically through the service of the Keters, as it says in today's portion of Chumash, that the Keters also had an effect on the world. And it also discusses here at length how specifically through the service of Teshuvah, which comes from an arid and thirsty land without water, even if one is a perfect Tzaddik who loves Hashem with the love of delights, there is an entity who loves, it is with you, and what does he desire specifically? You alone. This is what is accomplished on the 11th day, like in the service of Tefillah, like the Chalbina, which was the 11th ingredient in the Keters, and similarly in the service of Balei Teshuvah, which is even higher than daily offerings according to their order, which is 10, no less and no more, as Rashi also states in Naso, after the story of the Nizim, and in middle of the story of the Nizim, that things were exact, no less and no more, because it was holy. We take from the Shabbos Shabbasin, and from the Holy of Holies, and from what is above all of Seder Hishtalos, so we also have the number 11, to the point of you are one but not in the numerical sense, totally higher than the realm of counting, and remember. And this then continues through the 11th level, Chalbina, the service of Balei Teshuva, so that the Tzadikim too are brought back. They too have the quality of Balei Teshuva, and certainly the Balei Teshuva have the quality of Tzadikim. And may it be Hashem's will that from talking about all this, and especially in matters of Teshuva and Torah study, and keeping mitzvos we should be able to fulfill in accordance with the command of your will, and even higher than your will, it gives me satisfaction that I spoke and my will was carried out. Satisfaction is the pleasure above, to the point that the pleasure of the Creator becomes the desire of the created being, and the desire of the created being becomes the desire of the Creator, to the point that you cannot even distinguish between them, because the Jewish people, through the Torah, and the Holy One blessed be, he are all one. All the more so like the Ol Shem Tov explains it, that it's like an only child born to elderly parents, which seemingly brings it into the dimension of time, but it becomes that era, so it's a very great love, to the point that one gives up his life for the sake of his son, and like the expression used in Torah, my children have triumphed over me. They have triumphed over me, the law becomes in accordance with the Jews ruling down here, Mashiach now, and literally now, without considering any calculations or anything, etc. It will happen and come about this way literally, speedily, in our days literally. And moreover, all the peoples of the earth will see, and all the peoples of the earth will know, that happy are those who dwell in your house. They will yet praise you forever. He will appear to Judean design, because we've caused all 70 languages to also see Mashiach now. And from talking about all the ideas, it will happen in practice, and below 10 tefachim handbreadths, and in a manner of seeing with physical eyes, and at the same time truly seeing, and speedily in our days, literally, Elchem.